Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care. Go to Dutch.com to get vet care that is always there for just $92 a year.
That makes sense.
Hey, what's going on, friends? Thanks for checking out the free clip from the latest Who Are These Freebeers? Show number 88 in the books, and you can get it for free on my Patreon. Patreon.com/Eric Zane and the 87 before it. Let's check out the free clip from the latest show. Freebeer gets his feelings hurt because the gang revealed they're working on a couple of supercuts of things that he says all the time, or verbal crutches.
Yeah.
And try not to get thrown off by Kelly. She makes a bunch of weirdo noises throughout this stupid thing, as usual. But okay. I think what's important about this is it starts out silly.
Yeah, I'm working on a montage right now of somebody's verbal crutch.
What is it that I say too much?
It is you.
Of course it is.
It is you. It is. But I can't say it because you've done it 4 times today already. And sometimes it makes sense.
Most of my crutches are just to fill time.
It's funny you should say that. I may also be working on a montage.
And I don't know about one of them, but I do know about the other one. And I know they're not the same because it's impossible based on what Kelly has just said this morning.
Yes.
It's so funny with the one. whenever it gets.
Okay, he's getting really quiet at this point.
Yeah.
He can sense it. And now Steve's talking about the dynamic of when it happens. They're all in on it. They're all helping each other to compile these clips.
Whenever it gets said, well, this may give away who it is. I get a text from everyone else on the show and my phone lights up like a Christmas tree.
Okay. So this moment is what does it. He now feels like they're out to get him.
Right.
And he tells them.
Because everyone's telling me, hey, catch that 7:15.
That made it a lot more hurtful. Like, it really did. I wasn't hurt by it until it seemed like everyone is against me. And
why?
Now I'm hurt.
Now I'm hurt. I mean, I wasn't, but not. Hold on, let's back up.
Catch that 7:15.
That made it a lot more hurtful.
First of all, what adult man says hurtful? Well, that was hurtful.
Right.
That was hurtful. You know who says that? The fucking people that I give hugs to when I'm wearing this shirt. That's who this.
That made it a lot more hurtful. Like, it really did.
I wasn't hurt by it until.
It seemed like everyone is against me. And
why?
Now I'm
oh, have you not?
Okay. Everyone's against you. He's always stuck in his feelings. It can't just be, it's funny. And we're compiling something fun and you're going to love it. And you can laugh along with it. No, because you were telling each other and helping each other. Now you're against me. Now you like it. Now, Mom.
You're
Mommy,
having too much fun without me.
I got picked last again. You asshole. Oh.
Yeah.
That is
not good.
Fucking terrible. This one came to us from our pal, Kevin Kuipers.
Oh, nice.
It's in the vein of Freebeer getting his feelings hurt. Don't be distracted. They have a big laugh because while he's explaining himself, he says something that kind of makes them laugh, and the message is a little bit lost, but you'll get what he's saying. And it comes to us in a little bit of background.
Yeah.
Do you remember if you recall, Freebeer, when he's away from the show and they broadcast without him, there are examples of him returning, and then he'll challenge them and ask why were you picking on me while he was gone? And then they kind of, and like this happens on the air, and it's real awkward, and they have to explain themselves and answer questions on the air. It sounds horrible. Yeah. Or he gets his feelings hurt because somebody emailed that it sounded like they were having more fun with him gone.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is all part of the big picture of him. So with that, I give you Free Beer shedding a little more light onto how it goes on his end when he is away from the show.
I have not listened when I was gone since 2012 because it just wasn't good. Not you guys.
But it wasn't good.
He's trying to be serious. That's why you see him put up his hand.
Yeah.
He's trying to actually shed some light.
Well, no, it
Jesus,
wasn't.
That's so insulting.
No, that's not what I meant.
It was terrible.
It was always just 4 hours of the meanest things someone can say about you. That's what I'm saying. And it was often used as a way to say things that wouldn't necessarily have been said if you were there. You know.
Yeah, it's still like that, just so you know.
It's not the same.
Okay, so he's suggesting that when I was in there, he's thinking is that I would go on the air and say things and mean them, and and then I wouldn't say them to his face otherwise. Like, he's that wrapped up, which is an absolute bullshit. I would never do anything like that. If I was ever mean to him or said something mean about him, it was to be funny. That's always was my goal on this show. But he's so wrapped up in himself, in his own little narcissistic cocoon, that he takes it, he would take everything personal, which
is
fantastic.
Crazy to me, because the same thing would happen like when you were away.
Oh, big time. It was horrible, like, things about me, and I just laugh it off because it's
funny.
For
the whole show. Yeah.
And, he is not cut of the right stuff to thrive in that atmosphere. He's a little boy is what he is. He is a child stuck in an aging lesbian's body is what he is. All right?
Yeah.
And it's just another thing that makes him impossible to like. Like, these people here, they don't like him. But they have managed to weed out the meanness, which is fine. Whatever. Great. Whatever works for you. That's fine. He was annoyed in this clip, if you notice, because he said it wasn't good. But what he wanted to say there, it wasn't good for me. It wasn't good for my mental health. But he ended up in making an inadvertent joke. They're laughing at the inadvertent joke. He's putting up his hand to, like, hey, stop, stop. No, that's not what I mean. Watch it again.
Good.
So, as a policy, I have not listened when I was gone since 2012.
What a twat. Mm-hmm.
Because it just wasn't good. Not you guys.
But it wasn't good.
Well, no, it
Jesus,
wasn't.
That's so insulting.
No, that's not what I meant.
It was terrible.
It was always just 4 hours of the meanest things someone can say about you. That's what I'm saying.
Well, he has,
and it was often used as a way to say things that wouldn't necessarily have been said if you were there. You know.
Yeah, it's still like that, just so you know.
It's not the same.
It wasn't good.
As far as you know, it's not the same. The meanest things possible, that's impossible, because every single episode here actually are the meanest things that could possibly be said about you. That's it, friends. My free clip of Who Are These Freebeers? Full show at patreon.com/Eric Zane. You can get it for free. You can sign up today. Thanks so much, folks. Bye-bye.